interesting benefits and disadvantages for each way. So we're going to talk about them today on this mini episode. There are three different ways. You can just use object tags, you can use an ASP control, and then you can also use the Silverlight.js file. The first way is the most straightforward, and if you have just HTML, it turns out you don't have to add script, you don't have to add .NET, you don't have to add anything to your site to have a Silverlight application. Instead, you can just add an object tag, or it turns out you can use an embed tag. This is how Flash applications are often done. You just have that object tag, you pass in some parameters, including the path to your XAML or ZAP file, and your Silverlight application will render. And it turns out, if Silverlight is not installed, the HTML inside the object tag will render. So you can put things in there like, guess what, an install badge, etc. This has some benefits. It's pretty simple. No script is involved. But it also has some drawbacks. The biggest one is the click to activate. Have you ever seen a control come up in IE and it basically has an outline and you have to click before you can use that control? Well, it turns out that's there because of a lawsuit against Microsoft. The drawback with the object tag approach is that if you use this with Silverlight, your users will have to click once before they can use your application. So it's a bit of a drawback. It kind of slows down the entire process. The lawsuit is over, which is the good news. The bad news is this will actually take some work on IE to be fixed. So, in the short term, I typically do not recommend this approach. Alternatively, you can use the ASP control. This is simply angle bracket ASP colon Silverlight, and you can instantiate Silverlight that way. Do take note that if you take this approach, you will have to use the script manager, which means ASP.NET Ajax will need to be on your site. That can either be a good or it can be a bad thing. This is an easy choice if you have an entire .NET stack for your web application. Just go ahead and use that control and everything will render appropriately. If you're not on a .NET stack, that leaves the last approach, the Silverlight.js approach. This is the one I typically like to use. It gives you some platform independence. It's a bit of script. It is the Silverlight.js file. If you're looking for it, you can find it in the Silverlight SDK. You simply use an object from that file, the Silverlight object, and you can either call create object or create object EX to instantiate Silverlight. And this, of course, will work inside PHP, regular HTML, even on ASP applications. There are also some side benefits from using this file. One of them is the Silverlight.isInstalled function you can call on the Silverlight object. And that will tell you if a particular version of Silverlight is installed. From that point in script, you can do your own custom thing. On some of our sites, we actually do things like we fall back to other technologies like Flash, or we also display alternative divs, explaining to the user exactly what's going on, why they need Silverlight, and what they will get with Silverlight. So the Silverlight.js file, that is my preferred approach in most applications. It's pretty lightweight, and it gives us that version independence. So there you have it, the object tag. The problem there is you have to do click to activate in IE, the ASP control, which is good for ASP applications, and then Silverlight.js, which is good for most of the rest of the